The pirates are in the crosshairs. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's news on the Somali pirates, the brigands who've hijacked 40 ships so far this year. The UN Security Council, at the request of what's left of the Somali government and with the enthusiastic support of the Bush administration, has voted unanimously to authorize land and sea attacks on the pirate bases in Somalia. My own big idea was that the National Rifle Association would just charter a member cruise to the Horn of Africa and unplug the metal detectors on the gangplank. So instead of the usual skeet shooting, they just do a little pirate plinking. But no need for that, because now nations have official UN permission to use all necessary measures to get the pirates where they live, and that would include sending attack planes into Somali airspace. And while the language doesn't specify which nations might take the lead in using this permission, I have a pretty good idea which deeply in hoc superpower it's likely to be. So just one request. It's going to feel good to get those pirates, and they certainly deserve it. But could we just run a simple cost-benefit analysis first? The gross domestic product of Somalia last year was about $5.4 billion. That's everything. Which means that for a little over $5 billion, one-fifth the cost of bailing out Detroit, we could put every single working person in Somalia, including the pirates, on the U.S. government payroll. I'm just saying that considering the record, dropping money on them may be way cheaper than fighting. Just pay them a year's salary to behave themselves. Or we could just order them to buy GM cars. Now this is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.